Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Christopher Clements.
Danny Savage.
We
said each other's names. We didn't say our own names.
Right. I'm Danny Savage.
And I'm...
And here with me is...
And I'm not.
My friend Christopher Clements. Christopher Clements, I haven't talked to you. I haven't even seen you in like 3 days, but we live in the same house.
Isn't that amazing?
So bizarre.
It's like we're living different lives.
I know. We're doing it our way.
I know.
Let's throw our hats up in the air.
I think you're getting confused. You're confusing your sitcoms.
Wait, which one's the one where they throw their hats in the air?
Doing It Our Way was Laverne and Shirley. Mary Tyler Moore was going to make it after all, but she was still doing it her way. I don't know if they said that she was or not, but you knew she was.
Well, speaking of amazing female comedy stylings, I was speaking with Brian earlier, and he told me, because I remember you were going to go with a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours from our kickball team, yeah. Fortress of Awesome. One win, two losses. That we started out slow. That's unimportant. You were going to go and watch a friend of hers at a comedy show. And Brian told me that you went and that you had fun and that you went with a girl from our team. And the whole team was supposed to go, but it ended up basically you and her. I don't know if that was a coincidence or if that was a twist of fate. Like, that was...
Who knows?
Destiny just...
Who knows? It's not important.
Sending
now.
A curve your way. But... What I want to know is, how was the show?
All right. I told her that I thought her friend was funny.
Was she? I assume that she was. Well, first of all,
I didn't lie. I exaggerated.
Well, here's what you did. You said you considered... You're like, you're friends with Danny, right? And then she's like, yeah, because she considers herself friends with
right.
me. Then later on, when she asked if you thought her friend was funny, you're like, yes, but you were secretly referring to me, who you think is...
It didn't quite go that way. She was like, hey, do you think my female friend with blonde hair who did stand-up tonight was funny during her act that we just watched?
A weird question for her
and
to
I
ask.
Said, yes, I did. She... Okay, here's what I thought about her. She was no worse than any other female stand-up comedian that I've ever seen on TV. Well...
I was going to say, you've seen... There's
No. She was no worse than the average, is what I mean.
Let me ask you this. If you're going to have to sit down and watch... If you're going to have to watch one person for the rest of your life, her, and this is eternity,
all right.
You're her or Margaret Cho?
Huh. Well, I'm assuming that... They're both going to have enough new material, or am I listening to their act over and over again?
You have to assess who can come up with... Because they're both going to run out of material from their act, but they're going to have to talk for 1 year straight, and you have to listen for one
Margaret
year straight.
Margaret Cho now or 1989?
Margaret Cho 1989.
Because she was kind of hot in the late in the 80s. Not hot, but...
No, not now. Margaret Cho now. She has more material now, but she also has more
Margaret
cellulite.
Cho, yes, but it's really close. Just because I think Margaret Cho would eventually get into some political stuff, and it might not be excruciating to listen to.
Yeah, but Margaret, you're forgetting Margaret Cho's Asian. You hate Asians. Don't forget that.
And if she runs out of material, she'll just do math equations.
How did Margaret Cho get her name, by the way, Chris?
I don't know. You have to ask her parents. I would have no idea.
You would have no insight at all.
Yeah, but anyway, so nobody was funny. When we first got up there, there was this crippled guy.
That's kind of funny.
Doing a routine. That was funny, because I thought it was going to just be... It wasn't funny. He was just doing this... I can't even describe how... You can't describe to someone how things aren't funny. Just trust me, it wasn't funny. And there's the guy after that.
I know what you mean. I'm constantly trying to tell people about my friend Chris.
The guy after
They're
that?
They're like, he sounds kind of funny, though. I'm like, no.
He wasn't funny either, the guy after that. And I feel like the whole audience was filled with people who were also comics or wanted to be comics because they were laughing in a certain way that they wanted to be heard laughing. And...
Maybe I heard some type of podcast about there's a specific group of people who in the 90s, they were paid, you know, like there was an, you could be an extra in a movie, you know what I mean? Well, sitcoms sent out a casting call for laughers. So the people that hired the extras sent these people who laughed to studio audiences, and they made laugh tracks. So these people would be famous. Like, eventually they got a tight-knit group that has very specific laughs, and they, like, all went to all these... It was almost like a... I guess you would say, like the Groundlings are a comedy team. Well, these guys were a laughing team. They worked together. Like, one guy had a hot... Like, they all mixed their laughs together, and they got rented out by different sitcoms, and they all went and laughed at their show to the live.
Really?
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense, because I can tell sometimes watching a sitcom that it's not a laugh track, but it's also not funny.
Right, and they're all laughing.
And it's too authentic sound.
They're all laughing, but they know how long to laugh, how short to laugh. They get the script beforehand, and they know what kind of a laugh they're supposed
to
have.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
And
that's evil.
When you hear them, like, laughing, just, like, they got a bunch of these people to do a take, because they're not really working anymore. And they had, like... They say, well, the reality shows have been like the end of them, you know, because like,
good.
There's no sitcoms that use laugh tracks except for Two Men and a,
according to
baby
Jim.
Or what is it, two and a half men, but
Steve Harvey Show.
But they all have very specific laughs, and they all like try to be heard. Wow. And when you heard them, they were so annoying too. They all had like a very specific laugh that you could tell was forced, but they pretended that was their real laugh. Anyway, I'm
well, I can't explain it, but they had these. They all had the sort of laugh that says, "I think I'm a stand-up comedian, also, and I'm pretending to support everyone here, but I want everyone who's not a comedian, but also in the audience, to know that I'm a comedian and that I'm better than them and that I'm patronizing them."
Right. We all know that.
And
laugh.
It was sort of like
you don't need to explain
we
that.
We all know.
Chris.
I'll tell you what it was like. It was like, okay.
I'll tell a joke.
Well, let me give you the joke to say.
Okay. Whisper it in my ear.
No. Okay, I'll whisper it in your ear. Hold on, everybody.
So, anyway, as I was saying in my earlier stand-up act, my vagina has killed more Jews than a Nazi.
Ha! Good. Solid.
Good. They did not say
no,
stuff
afterwards.
No, there
was a guy that was kind of
was Nicole Orsillo's mom there?
Ha! Yeah. Ha!
Yes.
Ha. You know, it's a laugh that they're just like, ha! I support you with my laugh. But I don't really support you. I'm just acting like what I ever want to think. I'm pretending to support you, but really I'm a comedian and I'm better than you, but I'm here because to express solidarity.
Well,
no, but actually her friend, that was one of her friend's joke. That was her by far her funniest joke.
My vagina has killed more Jews
than a Nazi because she's had a lot of abortions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was by far the funniest joke.
But hang on.
Don't break it down.
I'm going to break it down because your vagina didn't kill them unless you strangled them with doing Kegels or something.
It's not verbatim. This oven or something. She said oven or something like that. She's talking about her womb. But it wasn't the womb. It was the doctor with the blender hose that sucked the baby out and scrambled its brains.
You mean the doctor with the clothes hanger?
Right.
What?
Doctor Feelbad.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, nobody was really funny. Drew Carey showed up, and he was kind of funny just because...
Wait, he showed up and went on stage?
Yeah.
I thought you just said he just showed up.
He was trying to show he was a comedian. Well done. He went on stage, and he was kind of funny just because he's so comfortable.
Yeah, I like Drew Carey.
You can enjoy it. And he's likable. That's the other thing. He seemed really normal and just a normal, likable person. And even though he wasn't throwing out gems, you were still enjoying that he was up there.
Right.
And, after that, you know who Ralphie May is?
Yes, the fat, super fat.
That fat fucking shit. He's never said anything funny. I fucking hate him way more now. Because you never know when somebody's on TV, they might have some dirty jokes that they only can do in the clubs.
Right.
No, he's just retarded. I don't understand
Chris,
how he's...
Here's the way I break it down. Anyone who is that fat, no offense, they're either going to be super, super hilarious because they don't care about anything. You know
he
what I mean?
He sounds like a black woman. Like, he's trying to talk like a black woman.
But you... Okay, I don't know how to describe this. If you're pretty... If you're really fat, you're probably going to do something about it. You know what I mean? If you're a rational human being. You know, you're going to... You're not just going
to
be...
If you're that fat and you don't have a gland problem... Because he always used to... I saw on interviews talking about how he used to be thin and shown pictures of himself in high school. But he was in a car accident and... For some reason, he didn't do anything but eat for the next 20 years.
I heard about this, yeah. But I think how does a car accident make you fat?
Initially, maybe, but he was also on all these like celebrity fat club shows, and he doesn't have a problem, so what's the deal?
My point was that he's not going to be really funny if he's unbelievably fat, because he's either going to be really, really funny because he's the kind of guy that just doesn't give a shit about – he doesn't care about anything, so he's just going to say whatever
he
wants.
Cares.
But that's what I'm saying. You can tell that he does care, so you know he's not going to be funny.
Yeah, anyway. So he wasn't funny. And then another guy from one of the last Comic Standing shows, he was moderately funny. Him and Drew Carey once in a while
have When fun. You see not funny people, does it make you want to do stand-up?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to. I couldn't do any worse. I absolutely could not do any worse.
Well, obviously.
I could stand up and just...
I would love to see you do stand-up, but
read out of
my
a book
fear, it would be like having a child of mine go up there, because I would be super nervous for you. Isn't that weird, though?
If I ever did it, I wouldn't tell anybody.
I would be more nervous for you than I would be for myself going up there, because I feel like I could take the failure, but I would hate to see you do... Not that you can't take the failure, but if it's me...
Yeah.
I get to internalize it. You know what I mean? Like, but if it's you, I feel like I'm almost more empathetic than I am selfish when it comes to things like that. Like, when it comes to cutting my arm, if I see someone cut their arm, I wish it was my arm in a weird way, because I hate looking at someone cut their arm. But if I cut my own arm, it's like, oh, that sucks, but it's not that big a deal. I want you to stand up someday, but I don't want to see it. I want you to get really good at it before I ever see you.
Yeah, that would be the plan.
So how do I know you're not secretly doing this now?
You don't.
Okay, now let's move topics for a minute. We're not moving that far. We're moving to the girl you were sitting by at this date.
There were girls there. Oh, the one girl that I came with, left with.
Then where'd you guys go? Where'd you leave to?
We went to – where did we go after that? We went to Fistfuck Point. Why? Don't ask me how they got the name. We went to Mel's Diner or Mel's Drive-In or whatever they call it. Right. It's that 50s themed restaurant.
I like that place. It's pretty good.
Yeah. We went there and we got milkshakes.
Oh my god, you guys
that?
Are on a date.
That
could that be more of a date?
No, it couldn't be. And
Let me ask you this. Did you drink out of the same straw? Like straws sucking out
No, I made that joke though ahead of time. Like, that's what we should do. I made a joke like, oh, I should ask you out to the big dance after this.
Should give her your jacket.
Yeah, my pen. Mm-hmm. Whatever kids do. I don't even know what any of that means.
Do kids ask kids out anymore? Remember when we were in like 8th grade and there was a girl you'd like? Not me, I was too scared, but...
I remember in 7th grade, that used to annoy me when I'd hear people talking about like, hey, did you hear about Danny Savage and Barbara Bechtel? Just an example.
Yeah, Danny murdered her.
Yeah, Danny, he asked her out, so they're going out now. They used to bother me like, fuck are they going? They're not going anywhere. They can't drive. I mean, didn't you know at 14, like, you couldn't drive and you weren't going anywhere?
I think that was... There were a couple of girls that I wanted to ask out. But
what does that mean?
I think that is the reason that I never did it. Because that was the accepted way to find out that a girl was your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I had the exact same problem with it that you had. There was one girl that liked me. I know she did. And she was pretty cute. And she probably would have been my girlfriend. But I was kind of... First of all, too nervous and scared, but also just too ashamed and like mad at the way that I would have had to ask like, will you go out with me? Like, I had the same problem you. What is she going to say? Yes. All right. Then what's my follow up? What do you say after that?
Here's an even funnier
one. Chris, let's role play. You'll be Barbara Bechtel. I'll be you. Hey, Barbara Bechtel.
You're playing you.
No, I'm playing you. You're asking out Barbara Bechtel. All right. So, No, you play you. I'll play Barbara Bechdel. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Barbara. Hey, what's up?
Well, hey, Chris.
You know, I was just heading to class, and I was see you by your locker and shit.
That's cool. Did you see my Tweety Bird shirt?
I did, and I thought it was sexy.
Yeah?
It's not as sexy as your Sylvester shirt or your Fog Hat shirt.
Foghorn?
Foghorn? Or your Martian, Marvin the Martian shirt.
She wears one shirt.
You always wear Walmart brand Looney Tunes shirts.
Well, my dream is to someday work there.
So anyway, I was thinking you might want to go out to Fistfuck Point with me later.
And see. All
right. Hey, you know what else is funny? Like, when I was at school in, like, fifth grade, there was a substitute teacher that the girls kind of liked. And I remember hearing a conversation between two girls about, like, no, don't. Joanne likes him. Like, like don't
intrude
flirt
on
with the male 30-year-old substitute teacher. Because there's
another
11-year-old girl that got dibs on that, on being molested by him.
Where are these 11-year-olds now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you guys went to on a date.
It wasn't starting out to be a date, but by the end of it, we both admitted that it sort of became one.
All right. So how was the date?
It was magic. It was all right. We had a good time.
Is her name Margalit?
Yeah.
I always feel like it's Margalita, but anyway. I like Margalit. I think that she's way smarter than most of the people on our team.
Yeah, she is. She's really smart.
Not smart in like a knowing a lot of facts, but she seems fairly...
She's wise.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know how to
describe
it.
She does
have a good head on her shoulders. Yeah. So yeah, I was going to ask you also about your job.
I don't know about that. Hopefully I'll know tomorrow.
The lady was supposed to call you back today and she didn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't that piss you off? So that pisses me off so bad, because if it was the other way around and you didn't call, I'd be like, exactly. Oh, that's irresponsible. He's not getting the job.
No, I'm totally the responsible one at that job. It's like that Seinfeld where George is getting on his boss about doing a little work. Do you remember that one?
I don't think so. Well, is his boss...
Maybe our listeners will remember.
I'm sure Shoddy will. There was something else. Never mind. That can save for another podcast. Because I think we're out of time anyway.
I think so.
I hear the music coming in.
Well,
it was fun talking to you again, Chris.
You too, Danny. We should do a podcast again sometime.
No, it's been a thin slice of heaven.
Uh-huh. Mine's been I think it's been a deep dish slice of heaven.
All right. I like thin slices better.
Yeah, I go back and forth. All right.
Smell you later.